I won't be silent. Democrat official who vowed to dismantle Minneapolis Police Department wants justice for carjacking. By Amy Furr on September 8, 2023. An anti-police Democrat Party official in Minnesota wants tougher crime laws after being violently attacked during a carjacking in Minneapolis. Shivani Sathanandan holds the position of second vice chairwoman for the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, the New York Post reported Thursday. She explained in a social media post on Wednesday what transpired during the incident. Four very young men, all carrying guns, beat me violently down to the ground in front of our kids. The young men held our neighbors up at gunpoint when they ran over and tried to help me. She wrote, noting she suffered a broken leg, deep lacerations on her head, bruises, and cuts. The men knew what they were doing, she continued. And there was no doubt in her mind they had done the same thing to other victims. I'm now part of the statistics. I wasn't silent when I fought these men to save my life and my babies, and I won't be silent now. We need to get illegal guns off of our streets. Catch these young people who are running wild, creating chaos across our city, and hold them in custody and prosecute them. Period. Look at my face. Remember me when you are thinking about supporting letting juveniles and young people out of custody to roam our streets instead of holding them accountable for their actions. These criminals will not win. We need to take back our city. And this will not be the last you hear from me about this. Sathanandan then thanked police officers and others for coming to help. Law enforcement confirmed the carjacking that happened in the Folwell area but have yet to arrest any suspects in the case. According to the Post, Sathanandan said in a social media post 3 years ago that she and fellow activists were going to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department because it had failed citizens. Her comments came after the death of George Floyd. Social media users were quick to comment on Sathanandan's most recent post. One person writing, "This is what happens when you dismantle a police department. Sorry you went through this. You wanted a lawless city though," another user replied, while someone else said, "Votes have consequences. Nice job." In June 2020, members of the Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a pledge seeking to replace its police department with a community-led public safety system, Breitbart News reported at the time. The outlet noted it was part of a campaign headed by Black Lives Matter activists and leftist Democrats to defund police after violent protests and riots erupted in the wake of Floyd's death.